You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kevin Deers. And before I jump into the interview with Jacob Bannon from Converge, from Umbra Vitae, from Wear Your Wounds, and from Death Wish Inc., I wanted to send a quick shout out. This entire podcast is going out to our friend of Metal Shop, Pete Dominguez, amazing tattoo artist, amazing friend, huge metalhead, and the biggest Converge fan that I know. He has supported that band for so long. He has art from Jacob Bannon covering his tattoo shop, and dude, this guy flew over to Europe just to catch some Converge shows, and he's going through some hard times right now, so I just wanted to send this interview out to him and send some special love and appreciation over to Pete Dominguez, but right now it's our interview with Jacob Bannon on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on the Rock, and first off, I'm talking with Jake Bannon, who's in a new project called Umbra Vitae. He's also in Converge, Wear Your Wounds, and he's in charge of Death Wish Inc. Jake, how are you doing lately? How are you staying sane through the pandemic lockdown and whatnot? How are you staying safe and sane?
How am I staying sane? I am just trying to be as productive as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite busy because of that. I was busy to begin with, and I had a lot of things going on creatively, professionally, all that jazz. But since the pandemic has obviously taken a hold of many people's lives and have sort of derailed a variety of plans, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do my best to course correct and you know, do the best work I can for myself and everyone, you know, associated with me for now. So it's challenging for sure, but I'm getting through it.
Good, man. Well, it's good to hear that you're like kind of trying to focus that energy into something positive. And I know you're always busy. You have all these different streams of like your artistic streams. So it's cool to hear that that it hasn't at least derailed that. And you can stay.
Yeah, I mean the only thing it's really derailed is in terms of making actual art. You know, I just don't really have the time to do that right now. You know, it's all hands on deck in terms of keeping other aspects of the businesses going.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing other stuff, but I'm getting it done.
Good, man. So I'm here to talk to you about Umbra Vitae. So I'm going to be honest, like when you dropped the first single, it hit me out of nowhere. And I think that was probably by design, I would imagine. It's kind of a surprise drop. But you know, going behind the scenes, how long has this band been in the works for you guys?
So we've been working on this material on and off for about a year or so.
Cool.
Since the release of the Wear Your Wounds, Rust on the Gates of Heaven album.
Yeah.
And the idea of this band was essentially born out of that. Through the rehearsals of that band, we would riff on more metallic, more abrasive ideas.
Yeah.
And over time, that kind of gotten sharpened into what this band is. And then it was like pretty much a really, really fast recording process and creation process after that. And in terms of, you know, how to release music within the these times which we're existing in, it's definitely a challenge. You know, we chose to do the opposite of what a lot of people are doing, where a lot of labels are basically pulling releases and putting them on ice for a while that were about to come out. We decided just to go full into it and go for it, and just release it digitally and release apparel associated with the record right now. And then release the physical format as soon as plants basically reopen. Right now, retail isn't taking in any records basically until August. So no records that you thought were going to come out between, you know, last month and July aren't coming out until August right now. So, so that's basically what's occurring across the distribution landscape. So it doesn't mean physical releases won't happen. It just means that they won't happen in land and stores. So, so we're just saying, okay, well, you know, we're just going to kind of do our thing and, you know, make the best of the situation. So we chose to go digital first.
We're going to get something. And you know what, like it, as difficult as a time it is for bands to release albums during this time, and it's kind of messed up and whatnot. It's cool that you guys are like just going full speed ahead with it. And also, I mean, I think that there's a lot of people out there that kind of need some good stuff to like uplift their spirits, like musically and stuff. So.
100%. There's definitely an aspect of this band by design that's I'll call it, we have righteous intent with, you know, with lyrical content, things like that, where we're trying to be better people and do better things, and you know, it has a message through all the darkness that kind of, you know, that shines that. So, you know, if we can be an outlet for people, awesome. You know, that's what heavy music is and should be. It should be a positive outlet for people, regardless of, you know, where they're at in life at that particular point in time when they hear it.
Good, man. Well, I'm excited to hear the full length. Again, it's called Shadow of Life, coming out next week on May 1st, and you can pre-order it and definitely check it out. I'm stoked to hear it. But I noticed that the band, you already mentioned that it kind of came from jamming with Wear Your Wounds on some more metallic stuff. So Mike McKenzie, also of Redcord, and Sean Martin of like Hatebreed, Twitching Tongues, and those guys are in both the projects. So when I first heard it, I was like, okay, does this mean Wear Your Wounds is done, or is it still a thing? Like, you guys just working?
No, it's very much a thing. We have another album demoed, actually.
Nice.
You know, it's just a different visual. It's a different musical character. You know, it had a different vibe. You know, so we couldn't. I didn't feel comfortable in keeping it a Wear Your Wounds thing, and we wanted to include Greg and John in it as well.
Yeah.
And sort of made sense to define it as its own band rather than keep it under that moniker, where other bands like Converge has such a lineage and sort of universe where we can kind of do things that are sort of satellites off of Converge that can be related to Converge. For other things, I think it makes sense just to define them as their own bands. And so that's what we chose to do here. And, you know, the one thing with this too, that, you know, you mentioned a project initially. We're treating this as a full band, as a proper band. So, Wear Wounds and Umbra are real bands. You know, they're not intended to be projects. So we're actually going to, you know, when we're able to tour and play shows, and when, you know, this isn't like a one album kind of thing. You know, we're in it because for us, we don't really necessarily get all the opportunities to play live that we want to with other things and play heavy music like we want to with some of the other projects that we have or other bands that we have. So, you know, this kind of fills that gap, you know, when Converge can't play, you know, we can do this.
Yeah.
You know, when the Red Chord can't play, we're doing this. So this is, you know, it's a new band. It's a new chapter for all of us. We're really excited about it.
Dude, that's awesome, man. And that's cool. Wear Your Wounds, you guys came through, you played the Highline, I think it was either last year or the year before. And now we can get some Jake Bannon in our life, whether it's through Converge, through your art, through for Vitae, through Wear Your Wounds. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I know there's people that are just like really, really, really into the art that you produce throughout music and visually too. So that's really cool. I wanted to ask you, so this is putting you on the spot a little bit, but I think it's a fun question.
Sure.
So this project, Umbra Vitae, a lot more death metal influenced. I can hear it.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so we all know the big four of thrash, like Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica, Megadeth. For your opinion, what are the big four of death metal?
Big four of death metal to me?
Yeah.
Number one and the most important one would always be death in all their own incarnations.
Yep.
Just because Chuck essentially defined the genre, created the genre, progressive genre. He is everything that the genre to me represents.
Yeah.
In terms of that having a sort of primordial sort of brutality, but then also evolved into something, you know, much more special over time and much more all-encompassing. Then I would say Suffocation for me.
Yeah.
Also, they pretty much have every aspect of it sonically in them. Obituary as
yeah.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's quite a toss-up. It's like, how do you define death metal? You know,
right.
like some people will go like Deicide or like maybe early Morbid Angel or something mm-hmm. like that. I'm not a big fan, I'm a big listener. I'm not a big listener to like some bands that people really consider the forefathers of the genre, like Possessed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it sort of all started to happen when grind and death and all these subgenres kind of smashed into each other. That's
yeah.
when all the exciting stuff started to happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
So like bands like Deicide, when they started to really evolve and become like just the monster that, you know, that they are today.
Yeah.
When Legion came out, when the first Deicide record is probably one of the greatest records of the genre, regardless of if people, you know, love its content or not. To me, it's everything for that genre.
It's pretty damn uncompromising still to this day, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not meant to be, very, I guess very consumable by a mass audience, you know, and that's what the genre is unapologetic. It's
yeah.
you know, it's hyper aggressive, but there's substance in it when you start digging around. People will consider bolt thrower death metal, though I don't. There's something different than that, but you know, like the Fourth Crusade kind of on for me as a band, they start really becoming something absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
All the early Earache stuff is, you know, is what left the biggest metal imprint on me.
Yeah.
The sort of golden era of that. And however you want to sort of compartmentalize the sub and the sub genres of that, you know, you can see fit. I don't really kind of get into that too much. I just kind of say, hey, it's all metal and it's all awesome.
Awesome. That's, yeah, I would agree, man. And that's the fun thing about it is we don't have to, you know, like we don't, you know, it's a fun exercise to get nerdy and ask you this question. But in the reality, we can, you know, have our cake and eat it too. Enjoy all of that and, you know, mix it all together.
Yeah, for sure.
What
I mean, even like bands like, you know, like even like, you know, later, I wouldn't say later era, but like the initial end of At the Gates,
though
they weren't a death metal band, sort of reinvented thrash,
mm-hmm.
which therefore sort of reinvigorated death metal.
Yeah.
You know, and like kind of like bands like Cryptopsy were destroying stuff in Canada, and they were absolutely awesome. And I don't know, it's all sort of like, it all cross-pollinated at that point. And that's the stuff that I find most exciting.
You know,
early Nile, man, I mean, so much stuff.
Yeah.
So much stuff.
So Converge, when Converge came out, like you guys came from the hardcore scene, but you guys always had and have like a metallic side to you guys. When you were growing up, was it hardcore first or was it metal first? And how did those two worlds combine for you?
For me, it was always metal first.
Okay.
It went metal first, and then it went metal, punk to hardcore. That was kind of the sort of overall direction for me.
Okay.
But I was really fortunate as a listener to come up at a time when I was, you know, really impressionable, when the golden eras of a lot of this stuff was happening.
Yeah.
You know, at least now, you know, you look back, it didn't feel like it then. It just felt like there was just a lot of stuff around, you know, like a lot of thrash and speed metal. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd call that thrash probably it was mainly thrash to me, you know, like
yeah.
for years. but like listening to bands like Pestilence and Early Death Angel and Dark Angel and all the speed metal bands that were kind of coming out of the woodwork then, that stuff was, you know, super important to me and made a huge impact on me. And then, you know, like some punk stuff here and there, but like, you know, bands like Creator made a huge impact on me. My brother is 6 years older than me, and he's a drummer, and he used to play with a lot of his friends. They play covers and stuff, and one of his friends was this guy Terry, who later founded the band Disrupt around that time, which is a pretty important grind band. And Terry and his friends introduced me. This is like in like 1988, 87. To some of the stuff like Unseen Terror. I think that was actually like 88, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
I remember they gave me a dub of the Unseen Terror record. They gave me the Terrorizer record.
Oh, yeah.
They gave me so much stuff. A lot of like their early, like New Red Archives bands, like that came out. There was also a label that put out like Warmock and a lot of those like weird party thrash bands that Municipal Waste ended up sort of taking influence from. They turned me on to all that stuff. Even like, yeah, I don't know if I said like the early Creator records, like they gave me Endless Pain.
Yeah.
They gave me the, what was the EP, the Into, Out of Darkness Into the Light record, if I pronounced that correctly. I don't know if it went one or one or the other first. They gave me that EP. Yeah, so like a lot of that stuff that, you know, I got when I was super young. You know, I was barely a teenager, and you know, I was already starting to make my own kind of racket, and so that kind of just, it was all grassroots heavy music to me. I didn't really, I started blurring lines at that point, and it wasn't just like a hardcore punk or metal. It was just all exciting to me.
That's cool, man. I'm just curious as to what your roots are as far as that goes, because that totally makes sense, and that's cool that and then you know, come full circle, and then now you're doing this like death metal, like more death metal project, and you can always kind of hear that stuff in the Converge. And awesome, man. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's definitely there. Converge, like vocally, like I never wanted to be the vocalist for Converge. It just sort of happened.
Oh wow, okay.
Nobody else wanted to do it. but like, you know, I just happen to sound more like a weird, like high pitched monster, like a Chris Maggio of Rorschach. Or something like that. And like guys like that, and Blaine of the Accused, like those are the vocalists, like Rennie from Starkweather, like those are the guys that, when I started tonally trying stuff and just yelling real loud and what it sounded like, I heard some similarities with all these guys, even like Millie from Creator and Thomas from At the Gates. I'm like, oh, okay, you don't always have to be like super guttural or super this.
Yeah.
You just kind of work with what you got. And that's what I've always done. You know, so it's actually funny to me when people go, oh, I can't understand Converge lyrics. It's like, no, of course you can't, because it's rooted in, you know, these like sneering, super abrasive, loud vocals. Yeah. It's not meant to be, it's not like singy, hooky metalcore as we define it now.
Yeah.
That's a whole genre that came, you know, decades later. This is something entirely different. And, you know, within this band, it's always going to sound like me too. You know, it's just always going to sound like a wild dog or a pterodactyl or something. It just is what it is.
Nice, man. Well, I'm stoked to hear it. The album again coming out May 1st, next Friday, Shadow of Life. I gotta put you on the spot again. So we're a Seattle, we're a Seattle radio show. So I want you to pick your favorite Northwest band of all time.
The Accused.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out to Blaine and the Accused AD, man. They're still doing stuff. Yeah.
They're still doing stuff. I thought they came and went. And I also got to say Poison Idea as well.
Yes.
For me, Field of Darkness is probably the greatest, one of the top five greatest punk albums of all time.
Yeah. So good.
It's undeniable.
Right on, man. So I would be remiss to ask, and if you don't want to answer, that's totally fine, but there are diehard Converge fans that need to know, are there any hints as to what Converge has been up to lately?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff. We had most of our 2020 derailed.
Yeah.
We had a lot of touring that was planned.
Mm-hmm.
That's derailed. I don't know if it's going to be postponed or canceled or how the world is going to look. But we have a lot of stuff going on in that in that camp. We have a lot of new music that we've been working on.
Nice.
But we're very busy. We may or may not be recording things right now, so we'll see what happens.
I like that. I like that, man. Thank you for at least humoring me on that. So,
yeah, for sure.
So the new album, again, Shadow of Life, coming out May 1st. Jake, is there any final words for anyone that might be out there kind of, well, inside, you know, going through it right now?
Sure. Just, you know, keep sane and stay productive. Do positive things. That's all I can say.
Awesome. Jake, thank you so much, man.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.